You are listening to the Ivy Podcast. Learn from the thought leaders in areas of strategy, innovation, negotiation, and all things leadership. We interview the Ivy League, Fortune 100, and top startups. Now, here's your host, John Karsibayev.
On this episode of the Ivy Podcast, I host Camilla Casale, Chief Marketing Officer of Claro Enterprise Solutions, a global technology services company that provides proven, tailored solutions and seamless customer experience to help businesses evolve and adapt to constant change. Camilla and I discuss various topics from digital transformation to relationships between CMO and CIOs and much more. I hope you enjoy, take a listen, and let me know if you have any feedback.
Much for being with us on the Ivy Podcast today. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Camilla, as a Chief Marketing Officer of a technology company, Claro, can you share with us what falls under your purview within the organization?
So pretty much everything from the top down, I would say, marketing and corporate strategy, messaging and positioning, also how we position specific offerings in different markets, segments. My team also works with multiple business teams in different demand gen activities, such as targeted email campaigns, target accounts, account-based marketing, and so on. We do so much. I also oversee our inside sales team. This team is dedicated to serve the very small businesses in the U.S. market. So we position very, you know, transactional offerings in this specific segment. I also oversee in-house creative, everything that is related to the brand, content, social media strategy and execution, digital marketing, as I said before, email campaigns, websites, social search, display, self-intelligence, and event planning resources.
That's great. Thank you for sharing it. Sounds like you have your plate full within the organization. Curious,
yeah.
In terms of how has the digital changed the relationship between the marketing division and IT over the last few years? The reason I ask this is because I come from a heavy IT background, but there's always, IT and marketing collaborate close hand in hand. So I'm just curious to get your perspective on that.
Yeah, I think it has brought us much closer. It's becoming more and more important to constantly keep the lines of communications open. Otherwise, there will be disconnect between what we marketing expect from IT and what IT thinks marketing expects and what IT is actually delivering. So the importance of communication is being driven by the constant change we're seeing in all aspects of the business. 5 years ago, you would implement a new technology tool capability and you'll be done for a while. Today, you implement a new tool, and then in a few weeks or even days, you're looking at new options again. So if marketing and IT are not on the same page, you'll be off in different directions. As a good example of how marketing and IT collaborate is the work we're doing with Salesforce. So in my personal experience, Salesforce is great. It's a great tool because it gives you, you know, real metrics and can allow you to show the ROI of your campaign. Which is critical these days. The real challenge with the tool is that it's complex. It's very complex. And to really take advantage of it, you need technical knowledge that we marketers don't have. So I have to know my requirements and communicate them to our tech team so they can configure the tool and give us what we need. I think that's a pretty cool example that we're working on it right now.
That's great, and thank you for providing that example in terms of Salesforce as a tool, which, you know, a lot of companies utilize that solution, and it definitely bridges the gap between, you know, marketing, IT, in terms of that customer engagement, driving a lot of those efforts, so I can definitely relate to that. To take that a little bit further, how would you characterize an effective and, you know, healthy marketing and IT relationship within a large corporation as Claro, so to say?
I would say, and as I mentioned earlier, it's all about communication, having a clear understanding of the value that each one of us bring to the table. I'm not an IT expert, and for most of my IT decisions, I rely on our CIO. By the way, he's awesome. I love working with him. Ideally, I always say that IT and marketing have a relationship that is it's like that of an old married couple, right? They might, but they understand each other and they have insight into what the other needs to be happy. So I think, again, you know, it's all about collaboration, communication, and trusting each other as well.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you've mentioned your CIO, whom I'm sure you work with very closely. Can you talk a little bit more about what are some of the challenges or the obstacles, so to say, to an effective relationship between the CMO and the CIO?
Okay, so I would say that a big part of it is empathy and the ability to walk a mile in each other's shoes. The fact is that marketing and IT come from different worlds. Apart from, you know, the stereotypes of creative free spirit marketers and techie IT nerds, we have different priorities and objectives. We marketers are always looking for new ideas and new ways to engage with customers to make an impact. For IT people, their top priority is keeping things stable and running to avoid disasters, to keep the lights on. So from their perspective, new ideas mean change, and change can mean the risk of disrupting how things normally operate. So it is important to understand and respect this difference. These differences and avoid situations where marketing is complaining about IT being the department of the no, and IT complaining about marketing wanting all of these things without understanding the implications. So, you know, again, communication, trusting each other, and making sure that we're all on the same page. At the end of the day, you know, we're here to make the business successful.
Exactly, and I like what you referenced in terms of empathy and being able to put yourself in their shoes, so to say, and understand, you know, their objectives or their point of view. I think that definitely complements and, you know, adds to the ways to build those effective relationships. So curious, how much do CMOs really need to know about technology? Obviously, you don't need to be an expert, but to a certain extent, I would imagine you need to get, you know, some kind of a understanding and knowledge of how technical parts of the organization operate. What's your take on that?
Well, I have the advantage of, you know, working in the tech space. I've been working in the tech space my whole life. But to be very honest with you, for marketers, I think we need to know enough to have a general idea of what's doable and feasible from a capabilities and cost standpoint. And also IT people need to have a general understanding of what marketing requires. Obviously, you need to do research and stay on top of what's happening in terms of like new technologies and how marketers are using new technology in different ways. Beyond that, you need to know enough to ask the right questions, and that's really important. The worst thing you can do is to have the idea, we have figured this out, and to stop exploring and asking about new possibilities. You need to be aggressively curious and avoid complacency at all costs. I actually always, you know, encourage my team members to get out of their comfort zones. And even though, yeah, you might fail is good. Fail is good, especially when you can learn out of those experiences.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you for providing some of those examples. Curious also, from your perspective, what are some specific ways that marketing and IT collaboration can and should happen in terms of, for example, maybe scheduled meetings versus informal discussions as such? What's your take on that?
I think you need a mix, right? You need some level of structure, schedule meetings, some deliverables and milestones. Otherwise, people are so busy, you risk going off in your own silos. It's equally important to have informal collaboration, to always have lines of communications and doors open to brainstorm and share ideas. I have to say that I'm constantly, you know, talking to our CIO and the rest of the IT team. I mean, I'm very lucky to have such, you know, talented team that I work with, because we make a great team together. But again, I think you really need a mix. It's not all about, you know, just having an open line of communication. We work the way with the methodology that we follow at Cloud Enterprise Solutions is agile. So I think that's pretty cool, because you can make changes as you go. And, you know, I'm working in sprints. I think it's really important. But again, I would say you definitely need a mix of both.
So shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about talent. Us at ProSource IT, we deal with that. You know, that's our bread and butter. We work with IT executive search. We help companies with some of the very niche and advanced IT staffing services, such as, you know, machine learning and artificial intelligence, RPA. In your role as a chief marketing officer for a technology company, what are the most challenging skills for you to fill these days in this extremely tight market? And what strategies do you employ to attract the top talent?
This is a great, great question. I think we all share the same challenge here. Being honest, I think the challenge of finding the right skill mix, it's only part of it. I would say my real challenge at least is finding ways to effectively work with people from very diverse backgrounds, skill sets, and perspectives. A big part of that is generational. On my team, I have a mix of Gen Zs, millennials, boomers. They all have very different perspectives on their careers and bring different abilities to the table, and that's actually pretty cool. There's also a mix of creatives and analytical types, as well as people from different cultural backgrounds. I have people from Colombia, from Russia, Americans. That's what I like about diversity, right? The value that each one of them brings. So knowing that there is no one way to deal with attracting talent and then managing well so that talent stays is critical. That's, you know, if you ask me what's your challenge today, is that to make sure that the talent that I have, that I can keep it. So that's, you know, my point of view on this very critical topic. But yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, and definitely I can relate on retention as well. It's one thing to attract the talent, but retaining becomes a whole nother challenge. So it sounds like, you know, some of the things you're talking about, diversity, inclusion, and a lot of the things that matter aside from the technical domain, let's say, I think those are extremely important.
Yeah, 100%.
So as a follow-up to that question, curious, the candidates that get to interview with you, do you get pretty creative with the interviews, or are they pretty standard? And what are some of the most challenging questions that you like to ask your candidates, and what do you look for in their responses?
Well, I try to connect with people on a personal level when I first meet them, start out asking about them, and then doing a deep dive and ask more specific questions. Based on that, I look for people with the right skills and who will be also cultural fit. I like candidates who are willing to learn and grow. You might not, you know, check all the boxes of the job description, because the reality is that our industry is changing so rapidly that the job requirements are going to change. So we need people who are willing to invest and work to develop new skills. So I would say that those, you know, are the that's my approach whenever I'm interviewing people or considering someone for a position.
Very interesting, and thank you for sharing that. Last but not least, what are the top two books that you always recommend to others, and why?
So I'll be very honest with you. Like, nowadays, I don't have any specific books because all I'm reading is a sleeping method for newborns. I want to make sure that when my baby is here, he sleeps. But if I have to recommend one book, I love to read about, you know, like different topics about leadership, about marketing, about technology. I'm also very passionate about women in tech. I think we have another challenge there, especially for Latinas in tech, especially Latinas getting to the C-suite in the tech space. But if I have to recommend one book, I would say Influence Without Authority. I think it's a pretty cool book. You know, how to lead people without authority. That's a pretty good one. I would say that's the one that I have to recommend today. besides switching methods for newborns.
That is very funny. And Camilla, on that note, I wish you best of luck with the baby. Congratulations. What a way to start the new decade. Definitely thank you for your time to participate with us today. I know how busy you are, and I look forward to reconnecting with you in the near future and see where you guys are at. And thanks so much again.
Thank you. And thank you again. And if you guys need anything, please let us know.
Thank you for listening to the Ivy Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our RSS feed on ivypodcast.com and all major podcasting platforms like Spotify and iTunes. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a rating on iTunes.